8:15, and look, let's talk a little bit about lung cancer. Now, a little while ago, I chatted with a lung cancer survivor, Lisa Briggs, and she and I talked about the stigma surrounding lung cancer and how that has kind of contributed to being a vastly underfunded cancer compared to others. Now, incredibly, it only has a 15% survival rate after 5 years of diagnosis. It's actually Australia's biggest cancer killer, and there's a big push to change the outcomes for sufferers on that. Now, to hear a little bit more, I'm joined by Professor Christine Jenkins. She's the chairman of the Lung Foundation of Australia. She joins me on the phone. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, the stats around lung cancer sometimes surprise people, but it's incredible that I'm just going to say that stat again, 15% survival rate after 5 years of diagnosis.
Yes, it has a very poor prognosis, very sadly, and one of the reasons for that is that it is often diagnosed late. But it is, as you said, Australia's leading cancer killer. It kills more people than breast, prostate and ovarian cancers combined. And I think most people don't realise this at all. They think these cancers, which are much more common, are also just as ominous in terms of the mortality rate, but in fact lung cancer is a devastating cancer, and for the majority of people who get it, it's a cancer that kills them. So we need to turn this perception around and help people to recognise this is a cancer that can be treated if we detect it earlier. And also we have new treatments for lung cancer which can make a very big difference and are not as noxious as some of the conventional chemotherapies that have been given in the past.
Now, what is it about lung cancer that makes it such a killer? Is it the underfunding or is it specifically the cancer itself?
It's a combination of many things. One thing is that there is a real stigma attached to lung cancer. We've been very successful in pointing out the links between, for instance, smoking and lung cancer. And there's therefore a sense of blame, and if people get respiratory symptoms, cough or sputum, and they've been smokers, a bit of chest pain, they think, oh, it's my fault. They don't go to the doctor as early as they might. They put it down to just a bit of an infection. There's a range of things like that. Unfortunately, it's also sometimes a very aggressive cancer, and so it can grow in the lung without necessarily declaring itself for quite a while. And then it can be too late to operate, and surgery is by far the most effective and most likely intervention that will result in a cure. And then there's the fact that, sadly, it is often it's spread to other organs and to lymph glands, which means that surgery can't be used as the best possible treatment for it. So it's a range of reasons we need research into lung cancer to understand it better. And that's one of the other issues, because it doesn't have the profile of some of these other more common cancers. It is, in fact, a very underfunded, very underrepresented in research funding. And as a consequence, we don't have the amount of research that we need to really treat this cancer more effectively.
Now, from the perspective of the Lung Foundation of Australia, how do we go about improving outcomes for Aussies who are suffering from lung cancer?
Well, we think one of the most important things is to reduce this stigma and to help the public to recognise that, for instance, one in three women who have lung cancer have never smoked. And so we need people to recognise this is a treatable cancer. This is a cancer which, if we intervene early, can have good outcomes, much better than some of the sort of outcomes we've had in the past. So we need to raise the profile of respiratory symptoms that might indicate that there's a problem, prioritise early detection efforts. So the Lung Foundation is actively involved in talking to government about the possibility of a national public symptom awareness campaign, but also an early detection campaign that would enable us to, for instance, provide low-dose CT scanning to people at risk to identify lung cancers earlier. And then the other thing is to prioritise good access to quality care. So we now conduct multidisciplinary clinics in lung cancer, but we want to provide those sorts of clinics and opportunities around the country, not just in leading hospitals in metropolitan areas. Currently, people who live in the regions and in rural Australia don't do as well for many, many diseases, and lung cancer is one of them, because they don't get early access to high-quality care. And then finally, research funding is crucial. Research offers us new possibilities, new hope for treating and managing diseases like lung cancer are far more effectively and getting much, much better outcomes than, as you said, the 15% five-year survival for lung cancer that is currently the case.
And I imagine funding would also be a big push for those regional and rural areas and making sure that they do get the quality care.
It's a hugely important issue. I think we in Australia believe that we've got Medicare and our PBS, fantastic systems for providing affordable care for Australians. But even in Australia, with those sorts of resources, sadly, people in rural and more remote locations don't get quality care. They don't get the same access to care as people in metropolitan regions, and they don't have as good outcomes in many diseases, and lung cancer is one of those.
Well, Professor, thank you very much for talking through it. It's shocking to hear about such an eminently treatable and, of course, detectable cancer killing so many Australians. So hopefully Lung Foundation Australia can make a big push. Hopefully we can get behind it and we can actually make some difference to people who are suffering from lung cancer in the country.
Thank you very much, Nick. We certainly hope so.
That was Professor Christine Jenkins. She's the chairman of Lung Foundation Australia. Just a remarkable story to me to hear about something that can kill so many Australians and remain so stigmatised because of our misunderstanding of how many people get it. One in three female sufferers of lung cancer never, ever smoked.